Next item, 281.
Item 281. Authorize the Portland Water Bureau to purchase property at 40730 Southeast Otago Lane, Sandy, Oregon, for $425,000 to protect easements for conduits from the Bull Run water supply and authorize a portion of the property for disposition.
Commissioner Fish.
Colleagues, we're joined by the director, Mike Stewart, today, director of the Portland Water Bureau, and he has a very brief presentation for us. Here's the background. During routine maintenance, the Portland Water Bureau became aware of a house listed for sale at 40730 Southeast Latigo Lane that encroaches in the Water Bureau's easement near its conduits from Bull Run Lake. The Water Bureau has negotiated with the property owner, the Standard family, to purchase the property to protect the Water Bureau's easement and conduits. This ordinance, if approved, would allow the Water Bureau to purchase the property for $425,000. Purchase price is based on the appraised price of $450,000 minus the Water Bureau's administrative and inspection costs of $25,000. A Standard family has indicated they would be willing to accept this offer. After purchasing the property, the Water Bureau intends to remove the encroachments, secure its facilities, and sell the remaining property with additional easement restrictions. City disposition policy waived by council action. That's actually interesting. That's not a complete sentence. We'll have to ask Mike what he meant by that.
We'll be.
Love it when that happens.
Yeah, it's like it's late. The total. Let's just skim right over that section and hope no one's paying attention. The total cost of the project is $450,000, with some of the costs being offset with the proceeds from the property sale. Funding is available as part of the Conduits Transmission Water Program, which has a budget of $3.6 million for fiscal year 2017-2018. No change in the forecast water rates is anticipated to complete the purchase, nor are there any additional operations and maintenance expenses anticipated. Director Stewart.
So Commissioner Fish is, I'm Mike Stewart. I'm the director of the Water Bureau. I'm joined by Tom Klutz, our property manager. I'll just clarify a few things. If you look at the picture, my little arrow is circling the house in question. It's a little bit difficult to see, but the corner of the house and a big retaining wall right here are sitting literally on top of conduit four. The house was built in 1974. It was not built by the current owners. We have gone and checked with other bureaus. This house is roughly 30 miles from here. It's maybe a mile or two from Dodge Park, kind of out in the boonies. It's horse property. None of the other bureaus were interested. What the commissioner is referring to on, it's amazing. What the commissioner was referring to about waiving the council policy, normally we would have to go through a process of checking with everybody formally, toting it up, and then making the property available for sale. What we're really asking in this ordinance is two things: authority to buy the property for $425,000, and when we have dealt with the encroachment, basically demolish the house, turn right around and sell it. And this ordinance authorizes both things. The buyer or the owner of the property is willing. We're actually helping them. We have a willing buyer, willing seller situation. And that's basically all I have, pending your questions.
Commissioner Fritz.
When it's sold, the new owner will be able to build another home, just not right where that one is.
Yes, correct? Ma'am. We hope not, and now that we know, we'll keep an eye on it. We are going to expand the easement that's on the property, make it a little bit wider. If we were going to do work on Conduit 4 or it broke right there, this would be a kind of a disaster waiting to happen.
But presumably we'd give them an easement so that they could have a driveway across.
Absolutely.
The conduit.
Yes, ma'am. Just like that one is, it allows them to do normal things, just not build a house on top.
Very good.
Thank you, Mike.
Is there any public testimony on this item?
Shedrick Wilkins wanted to say a few words.
Very good. Good afternoon.
I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and I have a I hear he's came back a lot, but okay, I'm Shedrick Wilkins. Is this the ideal location for a UV filtration plant? Is this where most of the water comes in?
This is not where we're planning to do our...
Do a filtration thing. So on the issue of water, I'm not too sure people want to have their water filtered. But given the February 2017 situation where we got into the Columbia Wells, I think we need to speed up some sort of ultraviolet light to make up for the fact that we don't draw water from the reservoirs. And people made arguments that the light from the sun filters the water. So I think we need to speed that up. And I'm not sure that Portland will ever filter the water.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next item, 282.